We are in Frisco, Texas during ACM Awards Week, thanks to our friends at Charlotte McCoy. And we have a friend of 93.7 The Mountain with us now, Tierra Kennedy. Tierra, so great to see
you. Hello, good to see you guys.
Going back to that guitar pull, ladies only at the Lariat up in Mead.
Yes.
That was just such a great night of music.
So fun.
And it was so great to introduce your music and your personality to Spokane. Since then, tell us what this ride's been like.
Oh my gosh, it's been a crazy ride. I have a song with Beyonce. Crazy.
As you sat down, right, I was like, are we even worthy to have Tierra Kennedy sitting in front of us? She's now playing
no
with
way.
The queen.
No way. I love you guys. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. I'm still waking up every day, and I'm like, do I have a song with Beyonce? Is this real? It has completely changed my life.
How was that whole process? How did that happen? How did that come to be?
I have no idea how it happened. I have no idea how she found me. I'm just grateful she did. I still haven't met her yet. We recorded the songs in the studio, and I didn't hear the songs until the rest of the world heard them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was like holding my breath. I was like, am I still on the song? We're not going to know until it comes out. But it's been so cool. Like, so many new fans have found my music, which I'm so thankful for. And it's just kind of opened up this whole new world for me.
So where were you when the album dropped? What were you in a different city? Were you in Nashville? Where were you?
In Nashville. I was at home. And we listened through the whole thing with, it was just me and my husband. We just listened through. And yeah, it was really special. I mean, because both of us, he's my creative director too. So we work together on a lot of my music. And so to get to celebrate that moment together was special.
Was he fist pumping? Was he crying? I mean, he had to have been so proud of where you got to.
Yes, for sure. There's a video actually on my Instagram of the first time we listened to Blackbird. And he's just like the supportive husband in the back. It's so cute. And meanwhile, I'm like bawling eyes out. I mean, because like, what else do you do when you hear your song, like your voice on a Beyonce song? I didn't know what to do. I was freaking out.
Well, now I can think of one thing better. Just hearing your voice on your song, okay?
Okay.
All right. How about that? I Ain't a Cowgirl, your new single. Talk
yes.
about that.
Yeah, so kind of the gist of that song is I ain't a cowgirl, but I'm going to be one today. And this is like my confidence booster song. I wrote it during a really hard season in my life, and it got me through that. And just seeing, you know, the comments people have made about that song and how it's helped them heal is really special. I mean, that's what music is about at the end of the day.
Well, I tell you what, we have been watching you since you came to Spokane, and even before when we met at Country Radio Seminar, and to watch your growth and see where you're at right now. Anytime we see you, if you pop up at an award show for a presentation or something, my wife and I are like, oh my God, it's Tierra!
Oh, I love it!
I mean, we really get excited to see where you've gone, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck down the road.
I appreciate it. You guys have been so, so great to me and really supportive of me, and I'm really thankful for that. So yeah, you guys are gonna be friends for life. So whether you like it or not.
Check out the music.
We're leaving now. we're done.
Y'all are the best.
We're out. Sorry, we're packing up. Tierra, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.